The Piper sport is gone. So why was Piper at Sebring? I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome into this Aero News special feature. Thanks for downloading us today. Just days before the start of the U.S. Sport Aviation Expo in Sebring, Piper Aircraft announced it was discontinuing the Piper Sport program. Citing only philosophical differences with Czech Sport Aircraft, the LSA's producer. There still hasn't been much said on either side about just what went wrong, but the independent dealer network created by Piper to market and support the plane in the U.S. quickly came together and announced it would continue to import the plane under its original Sport Cruiser brand name and move forward. At Sebring, ANN Editor-in-Chief Jim Campbell got to talk with Piper's Director of Marketing, Jackie Carlin, about the company's take on the LSA segment as a whole.
Jackie, on the first day of the 2011 U.S. Sport Aviation Expo, where there's actually a pretty good crowd going. We're kind of excited about that. But it's, well, goodbye Piper Sport.
Yeah, that would actually be a true statement. But, you know, this, you're right. This is an exciting event. We're really impressed with the attendance, even more so impressed with the attendance at the Piper exhibit. And certainly a lot of people asked us, well, why are you going to Sebring if you're going to discontinue the distribution of the Piper Sport? But, you know, it's about the airplane, but it's also about the light sport market segment, and it's exciting. It's a great opportunity for a lot of people, whether you're a manufacturer or you're a pilot or you're someone who's considering becoming a pilot. And that, of course, makes us excited. And, of course, certainly we're enthusiastic about it. So we're here to support that segment and also support our owners and our distributors of the Piper Sport.
Biggest question is this. Have we seen the last of Piper in the LSA market?
You know, right now our focus is primarily managing the transition. Because certainly, as I mentioned, we've really got to stay focused on the customers that purchased the aircraft and, of course, the distributors that have gotten involved with the product. So our focus right now is managing the transition and making sure that we do things right. We remain optimistic about the market segment. We've made no decisions regarding what we might do in the future regarding a light sport product.
What did you learn from this market? I mean, this has to have been drinking from the fire hose.
It certainly was. I think what we learned and what we found out to be so exciting was just the audience is so excited about this segment. They're excited about the products. They truly are enthusiasts, but they're also wanting to see more and more products. They embrace more involvement. They embrace more interest and excitement, and it's just certainly something that we were surprised and probably taken aback by how enthusiastic everybody was and still is.
Oh, absolutely. And of course, you know, to a certain extent, it was an interesting masterstroke at a time when everybody was wondering which of the biggest GA manufacturers was next to take a dip into this particular LSA pool. And, of course, you came up with an airplane that fit very nicely into the Piper product line.
Yeah, absolutely. I couldn't agree more. This is still, you know, great product, great airplane. We really have enjoyed the arrangement that we've had with CSA, but certainly, of course, we'll be moving on.
Understood. Now, what are you hearing from the LSA segment that you work with? I mean, what was it that brought them to this product? What brought them to LSA? What have you learned from your customers?
Yeah, I think what we learned most importantly was the price point. Mm-hmm. People are wanting very much an airplane that is affordable, something that they can get into at a lower price point, a lower operating costs, and that can fit their needs. And of course, the light sports segment has some other attributes that, of course, are of interest to people. The medical requirements are slightly different, as we know, and that, of course, is of interest to a certain part of that audience. So those are kind of the feedback that we've gotten.
Well, from what Piper has learned from LSA over the last year as a production partner and so forth in this particular realm, what would you say to the FAA about the future of LSA? What would you like to see? Do we need more weight, more speed, more this, more that? I mean, what is it that LSA is providing that it needs a little bit more of?
You know, I think there's a lot of things. It's still a up-and-coming segment of the market, and certainly I think that that there's a lot of aspects of that industry that need to be looked at. I think there's just, again, tremendous opportunity. Certainly, I think we don't want to over-regulate it because we really need to keep in mind the barriers to entry. We don't want to make it so difficult where people then walk away and don't want to get into the marketplace. But certainly, I think, I know the FAA, as well as a lot of the other industry organizations, are closely monitoring the evolution of LSA, and I think if they closely monitor and they listen to the pilots and the OEMs, then I think they'll make smart and educated decisions about how to evolve the market segment, the regulations, and the products as we go forward.
The industry so far has been populated to a certain extent by mom-and-pop operations, small but very dedicated groups of people who have a great love for sport aviation. When Piper got involved and Cessna's been involved, and for a while there were rumors of Cirrus getting involved and not getting involved, then getting involved and not getting involved, and then who knows. Do you see a continuing role for the major manufacturers in this, or is this going to be, you know, a mom-and-pop market primarily from here on out?
I think certainly there's room for all aspects. I think there's a aspect of the market that certainly can be very well supported by the OEMs, but I think there's also an audience that really gravitates towards the mom and pop type operations. I think a lot of these individuals have an affinity for that kind of business and how they started from the grassroots and they grew their businesses, and Americans especially really appreciate that. But I think there's also a portion of the segment that really feels a little bit more comfortable with a product that's built with a large established OEM, and there's a comfort factor there. So I think there's room for both parties.
Well, I think Piper's interest and Cessna's interest and a couple of others really added a lot of legitimacy to LSA that didn't exist before this.
Absolutely. And for a manufacturer like Piper that's very involved and supportive of the training industry, we're keenly aware of the cost for people to become pilots. And so we always are interested in ways to kind of lower that cost, lower the barriers to entry, because at the end of the day, we need pilots to want to fly our products, whether they start in a Warrior or they go to the Seminole or they step up to any of our M-class models and ultimately the Piper jet. So we really want to keep that in mind, and I think it's important that we all kind of be mindful of that.
Piper will be gone from the LSA segment, at least for a while, but Director of Marketing Jackie Carlin has some advice for those companies which remain on what's holding the segment back and how to move forward. More in a moment. You're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
Piper Jet.
Piper Match.
Global Expansion.
Meridian, Mirage, Matrix, and more.
With so much happening at Piper, how can I possibly keep up?
Get informed. Get involved at facebook.com/Piper Aircraft.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC-700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3020.
Welcome back to the Aero News special feature. ANN's Jim Campbell is talking with Piper's Director of Marketing, Jackie Carlin, about advice to those companies which remain in the LSA segment.
This has been probably the biggest sore point we have with the LSA community, is that the marketing of LSA has been at best abysmal.
Yeah.
By and large, and in many cases amateurish, if it existed at all, and nobody really knows about what it is, what it should be, where it goes, and so forth. But with the experience that you have, I mean, marketing everything from, you know, future jets on down, what advice would you give to the LSA community about cleaning up its act on the marketing side?
You know, I think it's tough sometimes because marketing, if you look at it from a more traditional standpoint, it can be really expensive. And I think that's what a lot of these organizations struggle with, is just the cost. But you know what? I think with the internet and with social media, there's so many more opportunities now that aren't terribly expensive. So I think a lot of these organizations need to look really closely at their brand, determine what their brand stands for. What does it mean to them, and what do they want it to mean in the minds of the consumer? And then once they get a hold of that, use that to kind of catapult their product and their companies into the marketplace. But I think they need to, you know, use the tools that are available to them that aren't terribly costly. prohibitive and get the word out there. But again, also being good stewards of the LSA marketplace, as you suggested, you know, kind of, you know, we don't want them running amok. They need to just be good stewards of the LSA market segment and think, not just think about their product when they're marketing, but think of what they can do to motivate buyers to get into this segment and also promote the industry at that level.
Well, one of the things that Piper did better than anybody else was take advantage of social media. Yeah. We'd never seen the kind of campaign that you ran. And as a matter of fact, you actually sold airplanes right off your social media efforts.
Yeah, we used, when we launched the product, we actually had a Piper Sport page where you could use PayPal to pay your initial deposit on your Piper Sport. And we first did the show here, and it was and we didn't see anything. And we thought, oh, maybe we were wrong. No one's going to do that. About 3 days later, I'm looking at my BlackBerry, and I'm like, what is this email? I'm like, oh, someone bought their plane through PayPal. And it was like 5 in the morning. I couldn't believe it. And so after that, it really gained momentum, and we saw more and more people kind of taking that kind of transaction to make their deposit on their Piper Sport. And it was a great tool, and a lot of people talked about it. We got a lot of mileage just out of what we were doing with social media.
Right. Well, you became a major conversation over the course of a couple of weeks in the blogosphere about the application of social media and marketing in an area that nobody had ever seen anything like this before.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And it's, even to now, we keep getting calls from people who are doing like university projects on the impacts of social media and launching new products through social media. And we actually won some awards. We were nominated for some other large awards with very large companies, not in the aviation industry, but I know Klondike Bars was one of them, Coca-Cola is one of them. We competed with several other big companies for our campaign that we did specifically for the Piper Sport. But of course, from the Piper Sport, we then branched out to other pages within Facebook, and of course Twitter. We have one that's for Piper aircraft in general, which is quite popular. We have one for the Altair that's really popular. And we, over time, we'll continue to use those. It's a great way to get information out quickly and also dispel rumors. It's a great tool.
So we would expect to see more social media and social networking applications in the marketing department of Piper for the rest of the line.
Certainly that is our goal, yeah.
Well, no, it was brilliant stuff at the time, and it was kind of fun at that particular time because nobody, one, nobody had ever seen it, but two, it was just out of the blue. There was no, hey, watch us, we're going to do something, and you just showed up, you did it, and holy smokes, it worked.
It really did, and you know, we are really fortunate because what's really behind all of this is we actually have a board member named Michael Kolowich who has a vast amount of experience in social media and social networking.
Very sharp guy.
Incredibly smart, and when it came time to launch this product, called him on the phone and said, you know what, I think this product is really well suited for that kind of application. What do you think? And he said, absolutely, and he helped us all along the way and really provided us with some great insight, some great guidance on how to do things right but be effective in using those tools. And he continues, of course, to guide us and give us suggestions, and we've been incredibly fortunate to have someone that had that level of experience to guide us through the use of social media.
Well, Jackie, we appreciate your time, and we have to tell you we're sorry to see this occur. I realize that, you know, sometimes stuff just doesn't work, but we hope and urge Piper to keep their eye on the LSA market. We need you. You brought an awful lot of legitimacy to a market that needed the enhanced credibility that you brought to it. And frankly, come on back. Water's fine.
Thank you so much. And I appreciate your comments. And I have to tell you that the media, as well as the industry organizations, have been really supportive. And we're so appreciative of that. Our customers, of course, have been real supportive. And certainly they should know that we're going to work carefully through this transition with them in mind. And then once we get past this, then we'll evaluate where we are at that time.
Jackie Carlin is the Director of Marketing for Piper Aircraft. Find out more about the company at piper.com. There's no information available on the future of the Sport Cruiser in the U.S. on the manufacturer's website yet, but check back periodically at checksportaircraft.com. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.